South Africans and admirers around the world expressed their feelings for Nelson Mandela, the man identified with transforming South Africa from white minority rule to a multiracial democracy. In Johannesburg Monday, people called him Madiba, his clan name.
It's very emotional. I feel for my children, it's very important for them to feel what an amazing man Madiba was.
We believe that it's time for us to let him go.
We're just keeping our hope that it's going to be okay.
Mr. Mandela suffered from lung infections during his 27 years in prison under apartheid. The infections he's had over the past few years are commonly called pneumonia, whether they're caused by a virus or a bacteria. What makes his condition more serious is that repeated infections can weaken an elderly patient's lungs. Dr. Bodan Pichurko is with the Cleveland Clinic.
Those bacteria are often much more aggressive. Often they are also resistant to antibiotics because over the years, elderly people have had more exposure to antibiotics and have selected out resistant and stronger strains.
Dr. Pichurko says treatments for the young are not always good for the elderly.
Illness such as pneumonia puts a stress on other organ systems, and so we worry about worsening diabetes, we worry about kidney function, liver function. Many of those can deteriorate while we're doing our best to treat a respiratory infection.
Although some people have said Mr. Mandela should be allowed to die, Dr. Pichurko says the decision to end treatment is never easy.
The best decision is made in partnership between patient and doctor. The doctor is ethically obligated at some point, if that point is reached, to indicate when medical treatment may be futile.
Dr. Pichurko says age is a factor, but only a minor one. Some people are healthy at 95, others are not. For the elderly, it's important to try and prevent exposure to viruses or certain bacteria. And if an infection does occur, to get good medical care within 48 hours. Carol Pearson, VOA News.